The first instance I can remember happened when I was about 3 or 4 years old. My dad was going to give blood while my sister was at swimming lessons, and I decided it would be more fun to go with my dad than watch my sister. And I remember there being all of these people in this auditorium all laying on cots. And as I was walking around, looking at everyone, not really understanding what was going on, I saw my dad, and he was on a cot also giving blood. And the next thing I knew, all these people were around me asking if I was okay, and I had passed out because I saw him giving blood. I encountered several similar instances as I was growing up. For example, I passed out when my mom explained epilepsy to me. When I was younger, I always said that I wanted to be a doctor, and I thought that this fear of blood would go away at some point, and it never has. I passed out while job shadowing a physical therapist when I was in high school. It's been several years since I've actually fainted from seeing blood, but I still get very queasy when being in the doctor's office or when having to get an injection. It's still very difficult for me. It's even difficult for me to sit through classes and concentrate when the topic revolves around something associated with blood.
With us today to talk more in depth about phobia are Dr. Martin Antony, a professor at the Department of Psychology at Ryerson University and director of research at the Anxiety Treatment and Research Center at St. Joseph's Healthcare, and Dr. DiTilio, who maintains a dual faculty appointment in the Department of Psychiatry at Harvard Medical School and the University of Pennsylvania School of Medicine. So, Dr. Antony, what is a phobia?
A phobia is an extreme fear of an object or situation that is out of proportion to the actual danger. Phobia has to be a fear that is bothersome in some way. It interferes with the person's life, or it really bothers them that they have the fear.
So just because somebody is scared of snakes, that's not a phobia?
So a fear of snakes, for example, that even if it's a very intense fear of snakes, if it's a situation that never comes up in the person's life, doesn't really interfere, that wouldn't be a phobia.
Dr. DiTilio, is there anything that phobias all have in common?
Elements that we find that coexist is the issue of being out of control, the issue of being put aside by their own reaction to the stimulus. So it's almost like once you develop a phobia, then there's almost like a phobia about the way that you react when you're in the presence of the stimulus. So after a while, that in and of itself is reinforcing of them. And, of course, the more they avoid, the more it strengthens the fear.
Generally, how do phobias develop?
It typically has to do with one of a number of things. Most of the time, individuals have had some type of a trauma where they had a negative association to it.
Dr. Antony, is there a common age when people develop phobias?
Different phobias tend to begin on average at different ages, so things like animal phobias tend to begin very early. Often people with animal phobias report having had the fear for as long as they can remember. Thunderstorm phobias often begin very early. Height phobias are more likely to begin in adolescence. Social phobia, anxiety around social situations, often begins in the teens, although it can begin earlier. Agoraphobia often begins in the 20s. So depending on the type of phobia, the age of onset varies.
Why are some phobias more common than others?
There seems to be probably an evolutionary basis in phobias. So phobias are not random. People tend to fear the sorts of objects and situations that prehistorically would have been dangerous to our ancestors, things like heights and animals and blood. We don't see people reporting or coming for therapy for a fear of electrical sockets, which are potentially dangerous, but a much newer threat that wouldn't have been dangerous to our ancestors. So the sorts of things that people fear tend to cluster around these themes.
So if we're generally only afraid of things that can hurt us, why would we want to get over a phobia?
Typically, people get over a phobia when they have to, not because they necessarily want to, because most of them they can avoid.
So how do you work with somebody who has to get over a phobia?
Unilaterally, exposure is the bottom line. You can't do the treatment of phobia without eventual exposure. Even Freud said, in his work, that eventually people had to go out and face their own anxieties.
How long can a person expect to be in therapy?
It's probably one of the easiest things to treat. People stick with it, they get over it.
It's certain phobias, like animal phobias, people are able to overcome in as little as a single session. For something more complex, like agoraphobia or social phobia, treatment typically takes a few months. And even after treatment, people may still struggle with occasional panic attacks or social anxiety in some situations.
It's important to note that there is a difference between a phobia and something that scares you. If you or a loved one is suffering from a phobia and would like to take control back, you can visit www.adaa.org to learn more information. A special thanks to our guests, Dr. Antony and Dr. DiTilio. To learn more about the Texas Tech podcasts, please visit www.psychology.ttu.edu. This podcast was produced by Dr. Frank Durso, edited by Liz Schmidlin and Kristen Goodhart, and relayed by me, RB Watts. Stay healthy and active, and have a great day.